question is, first question about Brahma Vimoha Lila. When all the coward boys were for 1 year in mystic slumber, sleeping, in that year they married, Krishna married with all gopis. Then after they came out from their sleep, how they understood that they were married, that must be a surprise for them. Yeah. How to reconcile that? Who explained to them, now you are married and all this?
All due to Yoga Maya. All desires are fulfilled by Yoga Maya. No? So they did not thought that Krishna is my husband. They never. The friends did not knew that these ladies are my wife. Never.
They never.
Yoga Maya. Otherwise, how it can be Parkiya Bhav? Yoga Maya, with her power, did that, oh, they are my wives. Otherwise, no. Understand? No.
Gurudev, in that year when Krishna expanded himself in all cowards, boys, that time Gargamuni said, now you marry. All cowards, all gopis should marry with gopis. That time they were not living together, perhaps. They were promised to marry in the future. So all gopis thought, we are married with this gop, that gop, or we will marry in future with this. But gopis, when they came from Brahma's, when Brahma had put them in sleep, gopis did not understand, or they understood by Yogamaya's influence that they are going to marry this one and that one.
With the power of Yogamaya.
Yes.
They knew that, oh, she is my wife, she is my wife. Otherwise, no parkiya. You know parkiya?
Yeah.
What?
When a married wife has love with another.
But anyone who is married
is parkiya bhav.
No, and is attracted to another lover. This is parkiya. And Gurudev, his other
all gopis are Krishna wife. His power, expansion of Radhika. But by the Yoga Maya Prabhav,
influence of Yoga Maya,
special thing was done. Upati Bhav.
Paramour mood.
But the gopis were not, the gopas were not attracted to their wives.
But
one other question. Actually, in gopis, we have Swapaksha, Bipaksha, Tatashta, and Surit. In Sakas also, there is this division?
That division is like Sakha, Priya Sakha, Priya Narma Sakha, Pran Sakha, like this. Not like gopis. All are Swapaksha.
To Krishna.
To Krishna.
And Gurudev, then Prabhu is telling all the gopis were more attracted to Krishna than to their wives even. They had not so much or no attraction for their wife. They had too much attraction for Krishna.
They used to worship their wives, it has been told. Because they fulfilled the desire of Krishna. So always they used to worship them. Oh. anyone who used to love Krishna, all he used to honor them.
That person.
Also, the ladies, their mother-in-law used to think, oh, my this
daughter-in-law
serves Krishna.
Maharaj?
She always.
What is that name in Sanskrit? For Abhimanyu.
But
to increase the curiosity of Krishna and gopis, like Badha.
Objects, obstacle.
Objectable. Some obstacle.
They used to do. To increase.
But the gopas are more attracted to Krishna.
Gopas are more attracted to Krishna. So
not like their wives. Their wives were more attracted, and they serving Krishna more.
But gopas are not so much attracted to their wives as they are to Krishna. And then
yes, that is right.
Then Prabhu is telling that they may be Napumsa.
In Kana, you said.
No, never.
No.
Only Abhimanyu, by the power of
Jogmaya.
And he was not from.
By birth, he was
not
important.
When he was married to the shadow of Radhika, even shadow, he was married.
Then became important.
Important.
And then everyone was laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's very good that Radhika will not be having any relationship with any other man.
Okay,
like
I
Krishna.
See. Now
but
I understand.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that this word eunuch,
yeah,
it's not a good word to use.
So what will be a good word for that?
Impotent is
not.
Impotent
is
good. Yeah.
It offends many people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's preaching everywhere in the world to
everywhere in world.
By internet.
Oh.
Computer.
Not by us.
Traveling, no. You are different than anyone, yeah. You are going everywhere traveling. But by computer they can write to someone in Russia, someone in China. They can all see some message, like we send your lectures everywhere. So he has similar one website, which
we have over 1,000 members.
1,000 members he has.
And I tell them your classes, I give them your classes, and if they're very nice devotees, then I tell them to find you.
He encourages devotees to come to you, and he glorifies your classes. Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
And I was wondering if you could sign my book. So.
Have you read?
I'm reading now. I just started. But it's very nice. I'm very attracted to that book.